All right, we got four funny reviews of Brawl Stars, but first, let's get through the episode. 25,071 trophies. Gosh, I thought I played more than that. See, I'm going to want to ramble for a minute so I can knock out a couple dynamite quests I should have knocked out earlier. Or, I mean, I have a dynamite quest and a duo showdown quest, so... Yeah. And 2 mega boxes are in the shop for 89 gems. We also have Shark Leon for 39 gems, Lily Rico for 79 gems. And Miss Fortune Terror in 3 days and 5 hours, so lots of stuff to look forward to. And I'm gonna see if there's anything else, like in the shop, like you can buy Shark Leon and Leon. Nope, it does not appear. If you do not have the skins, or if you do not have those brawlers, you're not able to buy the skin and the brawler, unfortunately. So that's a shame. So yeah, yeah, today's topic, first up, WKBRL seems to be hyping up again after, like, months and months. Ramping up, I suppose, would be a better word, but yeah. So, of course, today is WKBRL's birthday. And, yeah, people were thinking something big was going to happen at 419. I suppose 419, like, is in the time. So, I suppose that could have been the time, like, in Finland. But, you never know. So, yeah, I believe the alarm started stopping and starting. They heard Jesse's voice saying something. No, I don't think it was anything important, really. Not like old man Gale's rambles, but it was like the usual... I really honestly don't know. But yeah, what does this mean? Will we get another Star Park takeover? I kind of find that unlikely just because... Although, I could see the Star Park takeover happening again, just because, you know how long it takes for them to put out these, it takes them forever to put out these, you know, these Star Park lore things, just because, of how much detail they put into them. So maybe the reason we haven't seen anything in a while is, of course, because they've been working on the next thing. I kind of doubt that. I could see, trying to think. I could see, like, another big lore thing happening, but, like, I don't want to get my hopes up, really. I mean, last time there was a big lore spike, I was, kind of, impatient. I'm like, I just want to know what's new in my game. This time, I can't wait. So, yeah, that's that. I got some reviews today, about 15 or 17, I think, 17, 16, yeah, no, 17, all right, let's get into them. Come on, I thought you were smart by Laser Bay 2000, one star. You made a great game and had to sneak trash Wi-Fi in it as well. I just bought new Wi-Fi and have one of the best internet connections, but I cannot play Brawl Stars without Wi-Fi lagging. Respond please, or it shows that you really don't care. People, they don't intentionally lag it on purpose. We have internationally certified scam by guess who? NY Editor, one star. Would be a good game if not proven the massive amount of rigging. Yes, out of all games available, Brawl Stars rank is number one in rigged scenarios. That's why worldwide it's called a game for idiots. I'm pretty sure that's not the case. No, did not mean to do that, but yeah. Moving on, we have... For Too Long by Why Is God I Need a Nickname. Two stars. I'm not sure it cuts off there. I love this game and has constant updates and the brawlers are mostly balanced and the team is hardworking and does a good job. But the game needs a report option. Some people, specifically Jaras33, always throws matches. I've matched up with this specific person many times. Every time they sit in the corner and throw and nothing happens to them, simply needs to be added. Great game, but needs a report button. I also know this has been asked for a while. Please listen to certain individuals who are running this game. Problem with the report button is... You know, it's just so much time has to be put by players and support going through these reports. Then we've loved this game, but would like to leave suggestion about chat by Blazer48, 5 stars. I love this game in every way, but would like to suggest that in chat there should be a menu where you can equip certain pins to certain brawlers. I brought some pins tried out the character that went with it, and it wouldn't even pop up, so I wasted my gems on pins I can't even use in games, only in lobby, but I don't use pins in the lobby much at all. Hope you continue developing the game, keep up the great work, and hopefully my suggestion was useful. Hey, I doubt it, but if you're listening, you can change them. Yeah, if you didn't realize, just go to the brawler screen, click the little pin icon, and you can change them out. You may have nerfed people by gibberish. Move, 5 stars. I played this game since the day it came out, and you people need to nerf some people. Sprouts, for example, can build the whole wall and has like the max range you can get. And he's a thrower and can camp behind walls. How is that fair? It's not. No, many broken brawlers. Don't get me wrong, I love the game, but some people need some buffs and some people need nerfs. We have matchmaking, by thumbs down infinity emoji, 1 star. This game matchmaking deserves negative stars. How am I going to lose 3 times in a row because of some kids that don't know how to play that somehow got into my team? You guarantee this is the kind of person who is that kind of person, if that makes any sense at all. Yeah. Moving on, we have good teammates, or god teammates are always rare. By V Balboa, 4 stars. If you want to set a game called XXX Champion, make sure you select good players in it. At least players are similar level with each other. Otherwise, the game is simply a joke. There are only 3 or 4 chances to lose. For what? To make the game more intense? No, you are not getting that. I didn't even get where that was going. Then we have Why Brawl Stars Should Be Deleted by KMitch1285, 1 star. At 2 a.m. I was playing and also became 3 a.m. after the matches said keep playing. And also, the brawler's voices became saying bad words. I'm not sure that's your problem. Then we have Gym Grab is Trash by Hasbro Gaming, 1 star. It's spelled wrong, assuming you're talking about the game Hasbro Game Company. One of the modest games... One of the modest played game modes is the most toxic. I didn't know what that's supposed to mean. Most, I guess? The enemy just grabs all the gems and sits in their spawn until they win. And if you die, there's no way you're going to go all the way across the map and kill them in 15 seconds. Maybe don't die. Overall, the good characters were nerfed and now are garbage. And some characters are super OP, which really just gives you no chance, especially when you're matched up against teammates who play like they were born 5 minutes ago. We have a matchmaking stupid system is so stupid by MI777, 1 star. My total trophies is over 30,000, and 70% chances I'm getting paired with 2 newbies with trophy counts from 10 to 20,000. How is that fair when other players are all at 25 to 35,000 trophy counts? Total trophies is what counts. Wake up, Supercell. At least show the total trophies of teammates so I know what to expect. At least I still have a small chance to win or just give up the matches to save some time. Giving up matches is exactly why they don't show that. Then we have Horrible, Just Horrible by Benjamino 1 in 15. 1 star. First up, Nita is too OP to be so easy to get. And every time I die by Shelly with her dumb shotgun, every time I want a new brawler, I get the bad one such as Sprout, who's completely defenseless. Every time I get killed by close rangers and get ambushed, and people do this fun spin when we're the dance in you, so it's bad this game. Then we have Good But Bad by Bushington Hat, 4 stars. Good game, but there are situations that I think are just annoying and bad. First, the brawler, Jackie, is inappropriate lines. Like, for example, let's go kick some, which is not too inappropriate since it's bleep, but then another line just passes the line quoting, and I quote, I'm going to stick a in your. Now, this is just horrible. I get that it's bleep, but the idea that this is family-friendly is not true. But after once you get addicted to this, yeah, it's going to get really annoying with the ranking system. Sometimes losing 3 trophies for 8th place, which is a lot if you realize it or not, makes it really annoying to play. Please fix the devs. Maybe you shouldn't get 8th place. Losing 3 trophies for 8th place, that's like 100 trophies, I think. Oh my god, I'm addicted by Yaka's Plays. 5 stars. So I've been playing Brawl Stars like in 2019, and ever since it has been amazing. It's like 2 stars struck. emojis. Quick question. So my friend kept deleting and downloading Brawl Stars in the lab. After like 7 or more times, he had to restart from scratch. If you connect the Supercell ID, will that not happen? Also, a suggestion for a brawler. Can you try to make a brawler that's related to the sea? Like, not an animal dude like Bo, but not a land animal? Or, like, maybe an animal dude like Bo, but not a land animal. Can you make something where you spin a wheel and get a brawler, gems, or gold? Make it so you get it in trophies and boxes. Because some people are trash in the game and will probably never get brawlers and prizes on trophy in the Brawl Pass. Thanks, Supercell, for making Brawl Stars and how it hooks people. Brawl Stars is definitely a 5-star game. Bye. Wow. I'm sad because I lost my account on .. I can't read the rest because you can expand titles now, but you can't expand the names, I don't, as far as I know. 1-star. At this point, I've lost all respect for you, Supercell. You just keep adding stronger and stronger guys. Stu is a bit, how do I put this? Overpowered. He wrecks Edgar, which is great, but he also wrecks literally everyone else. Except Ruffs, who needs some nerfing. First of all, his fire rate is demonic, and his range doesn't help at all. Second of all, his damage is even better, like at least lower the damage. Third is his star power and his super attack. The super attack drops a meteor and a damage and HP booster. Are we talking about Ruffs now? It wouldn't be much of an issue if high damage and how difference was so low. Now his star power is unholy. The one labeled field promotion gives 30 extra HP every time he's with a teammate. Normally wouldn't care, but the issue it has no cap for HP. So I could run into a Ruffs and a Sprout with over 12,000 HP. Yeah. 12,000 HP. Let's do the math real quick. Sprout at... We're assuming best case scenario. So... A Sprout at max level has 4,200 health. So we're assuming a 12,000 health brawler. That's gonna leave us with, oh come on, I forgot the thing already. 4,200. So yeah, that's going to leave us with 7,800 health divided by 30. And that gives us 260 seconds, which is over 4 minutes, which is unfeasible in any game mode. So you're not going to run into that kind of health, unless we're talking Shodan cubes, which I guess could be an excuse. All right, and even then, you're not going to get very many, and it's still going to be like 2 minutes of camping, which is more feasible, but still. Where was that? Did I delete that? Don't tell me I deleted it when I left the page. Let me find it. Or did I finish it? I might have finished it. Oh, yeah, I did finish it. Okay, sorry about that. Bittersweet Bout only does stuff. 4 stars. Brawl Stars is not high graphic at first when the time it changed, but there's brawlers that are too good or bad. Remember a time when there were no OP or bad brawlers? The season are fine, but I liked getting on Brawl Stars, seeing 138 boxes ready to be opened. Not Season 5 Wild West theme. Although it's alright there are a lot more things you need to look into to fix up the game, like maybe make gems easier to obtain. But it's like, obtain? Like a game mode gem grush where only playable 5 times a day, you would get a certain number of gems for first place. Like you would get 10 in last place, like 2? It's insane, like 50 gems a day, that's not good. To make brawlers easier to get and to get skins easier, I know a lot of people like that balance more. Brawlers add maybe a map checker for slot maps. For example, your map looks like this. The map you're going to play looks like this. I took a break and came back. I'm surprised that only 2 brawlers were added. I like this game and I wanted to reach a peak in the Axe Store. So please make everything better. Fixes need a lot. Bye. All right. Then we have Please Let's Fix Power Leaks Supercell by Irvine Mom. 4 stars. I love Brawl Stars. It's so awesome. It's brawlers, pins, events, and everything. Overall, I'd say I really like Brawl Stars, and I suggest to play this game. There's only one problem, which is Power League. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's fun, but first of all, the exclusive icons and skins are really hard to get. I mean, just to get the silver icon requires 50 matches, and the skin requires 100. Second, whenever I try to push my rank, I lose over and over, and my rank gets lower and lower because I either have a low power level brawler, or my team is having a low power brawler, or the brawler being picked before. So overall, Brawl Stars is a really great game, but please fix Power League, Supercell. I rate this game 4 stars. And thank you for such a great game. Can't wait to see how this game improves over the next few years. If you read this, thank you. All right, then we have the last one, which is Issues by X Times 2 Bad Luck. 3 stars. 1. The Brawl Pass is such a waste of money. It seems to have less content than last season. If we are spending our money, we should get more, not less. 2, why is it taking a whole week into the new season to get my challenges filled up? I've been looking at the same challenges for days now. What's the point of buying a Brawl Pass if it doesn't automatically unlock everything? You should only need to do for the challenges for the free pass, not the one you paid for. 4, you already know how bad matchmaking is. Shouldn't have to keep bringing it up. I'm almost at 10,000 trophies and somehow I keep getting teammates who have never played the game. I believe there I've had actual bots on my team and I've played against actual bots. 5, stop letting people make troll maps. And that's wrapped this episode. Hope you enjoyed. Discord's in the link in description. Clubs in the link in description. I'm making this really slow on purpose. Question out. See ya.
Don't mess with my crew!